With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Aditi Kinkabwala from the NFL Network. Follow her on Twitter at AKinkabwala. Hello, Aditi.
Good morning, my friends. How are y'all?
Does it bother you, too? Like, every time you come on, someone's like, yeah, you stuck it to Ken. And I'm like, I don't remember ever having an argument with you.
No, yeah, me neither.
But she typically does do that to you, Ken.
No, I feel like this is one of those things to really say outright. Ken Carmen, and no offense to you, Lima, because we just don't know each other as well. Obviously, ton of respect and adoration for you, but Ken Carmen is one of my absolute favorite people in sports media, and I have no idea, and just not even outside of sports media. Ken, don't we talk about like real life things? Aren't we real friends?
We have, yes, I would consider you an actual friend. Yes, yeah. Not just like a radio
real
friend.
Yeah. Friends. Yeah. We are not just radio friends. We are not just AFC North media friends. We are real friends. Yeah. And when people say that, and you know what, Ken, it puts me in a fix. Like when people are like, oh, Aditi was great. She took it to Ken. Am I supposed to like that or not? Because I didn't really take it to you, but I appreciate the Aditi is great part.
I think you can. It's fine as long as they're listening. I mean, really, isn't that what's supposed to matter, I guess?
But it doesn't bother you when somebody says, Aditi took it to Ken.
A one-off is fine, but I'm going, what do we disagree about? And it happens like every single Tuesday.
Yeah, and we don't really disagree about much, frankly. I feel like you set me up. You asked me questions that, you know, will give you answers that are probably the answers that you want to say yourself.
Mm.
So there's nothing combative about it.
Well, I got a pretty pointed question for you right now. I'm just going to come out and ask.
Oh, boy.
Should Kevin Stefanski give up play calling? Oh, boy.
Well, didn't I already say this weeks and weeks ago? Am I not already on the record?
But there's new.
Alex Van Pelt should be calling the plays, and that Kevin Stefanski should focus on being the CEO of the team and running the entire team and getting into the nitty-gritty of every single play here and there. I think sometimes it's hard to see – I hate to use the cliche, but sometimes it's hard to see the forest for the trees. So empower the people that you hired. You believe in them for some reason. You certainly believed in your coordinator when you were sitting at home with a positive COVID situation during the playoffs. And I just think that this is a team right now that is absolutely at a crossroads. And so it needs your full 100% total complete across the board attention.
Well, let me ask you this. Aditi. Aditi Kinkabwala joining us here on the show. See, I've supported him being the play caller, obviously when things are going well. And there are guys who can handle it and there are guys who can't. But my whole question has been basically, all right, now it's almost like he's in too deep and they have to get it fixed. Because now it almost feels like it's like a card you play. Like, we were talking college football earlier. Like, when a coach fires his assistants, but then he stays on, it's like, all right, I fired the assistants card. And then it's like, well, you've done all you can. Now it's you who's on the chopping block. And if he's like, okay, at the end of the year, I've made Alex Van Pelt the play caller, it just starts to feel like another one of those cards you play before we point the arrows at you. And I'm like, man, this guy was the coach of the year just last season.
Well, it's not as if he's forgotten how to coach. It's not as if he's a bad coach. It's not, you know, but every year brings its own distinct challenges. And what is required of you, I mean, think about it as being a parent, Ken. Like, every single year of our being a parent is not the exact same thing. You have three sons. You don't parent all three boys the exact same way. son number one That's was true. Not the exact same as son number two in year three of their lives. You know, every year is different. Every team requires something different. And while last year this is a perfect option and made so much sense, this year has had some very, very distinct different challenges than a year ago that perhaps require more of you and require different things of you. And maybe your team is best served by you taking a different approach than you did a year ago. I mean, just because we've done something one year doesn't mean that that's what we get to do for the next 80 years of our life.
That's true. That's,
you know, like sometimes we just need to do different things, and that's what is required of us. And in this situation, right now, at this moment, where I am unwilling to completely, totally write the Browns off, but the Browns are very clearly at a crossroads, I just think that that, personally, me, which, you know, obviously I make a fraction of the money that these men make to make this decision, but just from the outside looking in,
yeah,
I think it would behoove the Browns to do that.
Well,
have Alex Van Pelt call the plays and have Kevin Stefanski move into a more CEO role.
I've never seen it this disorganized. Like, I've had emails and I guess not pay attention to them. Try to put my head in the sand and dig deeper and see how the Browns can dig out of this. But it's like you got illegal formation penalties on kick return. You got 12 guys on the field on two consecutive plays, and that's not just all on him. We're talking about defensive coordinators and special teams here. But it's like, all right, he's so good at organization. If he were overseeing all this, are we going to have that type of silliness go on in a football game? Like, I know it's fun, but being a head coach isn't all fun, and calling the plays, maybe that's not what you're supposed to do as a head coach. I'm starting to hop on that bandwagon there, Aditi.
Which is exactly what I'm saying, that when your team needs more of you, that's not, you know, like, hey, I love being the mommy that gets to throw the snowballs inside the house. I don't always get to be that mommy. Sometimes I have to be the mommy to yell at my son to pick up the, my goodness, Legos that are all over our floor. You know, like, I'm a way happier person when I get to go throw snowballs inside the house. But sometimes I just can't do that. Sometimes I have to be somebody else, and that is my responsibility as the mom.
That's a good point.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what's a more cleaner analogy than that.
I thought it was great. A perfect analogy, Aditi, and that's why we respect you and we love you and we enjoy your appearances on the show. I want to ask you, now that we know yesterday, Stefanski doubled down that not only are they not swapping out Baker. In fact, he made the case that he's only getting healthier in the next 2 weeks. He's going to be as healthy as he's been basically all year. And he's not giving up the play calling. So no big changes. What do you think that means to that locker room? How tough is it going to be to keep everybody engaged, knowing that 6 out of 7 games, they've failed to score more than 17 points?
All right, well, let's acknowledge something straight off right here. Just because something is publicly told to us does not mean that that's the exact same thing that's happening inside the building.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that it appeases the fans to some degree to say, yeah, we're reexamining everything and we are open to change. And that sounds great. And you know what's funny is that in Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin said that, but let's see what kind of change there actually is. So sometimes it's just lip service. Sometimes you say these things. I don't know. I'm sure that Kevin Stefanski is going to take this by, step back for a moment, examine where this team is, and really think about what needs to be done and what could help the process. And as for Baker, don't you need to know exactly what you have before you commit to somebody with a lot of money and long term?
I think it's part of the reason they're trying to force him out there. He's clearly injured. He's beat up.
Well, I think that the piece there is that you could just pick up somebody's option and there you go. Or you're maybe going to commit a significant amount of money to somebody and say, you are our franchise quarterback. You are our future. Then you want to feel as good as you possibly can. Ken, how long did you wait before you proposed to your wife?
9 months.
That's it?
That sounds like I got her pregnant or something like that. Like, and that's fine, but no. Yeah, it was
okay,
only
so
9 months.
You were not someone that needed to examine every single piece of the puzzle and make sure without a shadow of a doubt.
Liz,
you just knew.
Liz and I are extremely impulsive in everything that we do.
All right, well, Lima, you're not married. So clearly, you're someone who has been a little bit more cautious and has really wanted to examine every situation from every angle, correct?
Yeah, try to.
So then, I mean, I feel like it's only fair that right now the Browns see exactly what they have with Baker Mayfield. And, I mean, can they still get hot? Sure. Is the AFC North still open? Yes. Is the AFC still open? Yes. You know, I keep going back to this, and I feel bad that I do this, but I covered a Giants team that lost 4 games in a row from the end of November through the start of December. Everybody thought they were dead, and they won the Super Bowl. So it is indeed possible to be playing not so great this time of year right here at the very end of November and still get on a run and turn into something. I'm not saying that that's out of the realm of possibility for the Cleveland Browns right now. But I'm also saying that if the Cleveland Browns are going to commit an enormous amount of money and years and whatever to a quarterback, they need to know who that quarterback is.
It's interesting. You said you think this division is still up for grabs for a team like the Browns, or did you mean for Cincinnati and Baltimore?
Yeah, I did mean Cincinnati and Baltimore.
Right, so it's...
But I'm not counting out the Browns. Let me say that. I think that I may be ready to say I'm done with the Steelers, but it's funny because just before you get to the bye, it feels especially this year that everybody has sort of limped their way to the bye. I covered the Ravens just before their bye. They had absolutely annihilated a 4-1 Chargers team, 5-1, whatever they were. The Chargers had come in as hot as could possibly be, and the Ravens could not have played better. Then the next week, Cincinnati comes in, and you're just like, okay, well, like, the Ravens are as hot as a team can be, and the Bengals took it to them. And I remember talking to a Ravens player after the game. We were texting, and he said, we were just looking to our bye too early. And so I think there's a psychological piece of that, especially when you get this late into the season, and the Browns have been through quite a bit of a roller coaster this season. There's certainly a piece of exhaustion. There's something to be said for taking a break. Let's look at the Bengals. The Bengals limped into the bye. 2 losses. A ridiculous loss to the Jets. Whatever that. The loss to the Browns, where anybody would have lost to the Browns that week after the whole Odell mess. They limp into the bye, and then they come out just looking absolutely 100% like a contender in every way. They took it to the Raiders in Las Vegas, and I have never seen the Steelers beaten as badly as the Bengals beat them this past weekend.
All right, tell us what the fans want to hear here in Cleveland. Tell us what they want to hear. Steelers, is it over? Is it finally done?
You can't stop the run. Your defense is playing absolutely horribly, and your offensive line that you banked everything on has still not gotten any better. You're not running the ball. Your offensive design is unbelievably ridiculous, and you're just incredibly limited with your 39-year-old quarterback.
What has happened to Devin?
This is not a deep defense.
I'm sorry, Didi. What has happened to Devin Bush? Why does he suck so bad all of a sudden?
Well, you know, he is. He's just a year out from that ACL surgery. So in the beginning, I wanted to cut him a lot of slack and say that this is not a person that is 100% fully healed just yet, and we need to have some patience. Recently, we've heard quite a bit. The defensive coordinator has been pretty honest in saying that, you know, hustle counts and hustle matters. I don't know. There's a veteran, a former Steeler, Chris Hoke, who I have a lot of respect for, who comes on the radio in Pittsburgh. And he said that he feels Devin Bush does not play like he's afraid for his job. And to me, and Mike Tomlin will disagree with me, but to me, I think the game of football is very, very emotional and psychological and mental as much as it is physical. And I used this same exact analogy yesterday. I've done this now, guys, and I hate to age myself, but I have done what I do for 20 years now. I have stood on NFL sidelines for more than a dozen years. I have been at the NFL Network for 10 years. I have a ton of confidence in the way that I do my job. I still wake up every single day nervous for my job. Nervous in the sense that you better kick butt today or there's somebody else coming for your job. There's never a sense of complacency. And what Chris Hoke was saying is that he thinks that Devin Bush, as a first-round pick who was traded up for, has a sense of complacency that this is his job no matter what. And I think that the Steelers have had opportunities this year to kind of pull him or yank him, and they haven't. So that just plays into that idea right there.
Well, I got to tell you,
Did you see, as a Browns fan, though, let me interrupt you just for a second, and I know you have a thought. Did you see Ryan Clark, who was a Steeler for 8 years, won a Super Bowl, was part of a number one defense multiple times?
Killed him.
Did you see Ryan Clark go off on the Steelers yesterday?
Killed him. Absolutely killed him. Yes.
And that was a player who was a part of a certain tradition and organization and ethos, clearly taking it personally that this is what has happened to this team.
I did see that. I know he went nuts. When you're telling me about Devin Bush, it sounds very old Browns. Like we used to trade up for guys and do stuff, and then they'd suck and they didn't do anything about it. That sounds very... I haven't done this as long as you. That sounds old Brownsian to me. Aditi, before we let you go, because we got to let you go, what did you think I was going to ask you that we didn't ask you and you need to get off your chest? Go.
I don't have much. I really don't. I miss seeing the Browns. I'm excited to see them next week. I missed the game, obviously, guys, because I was traveling from Cincinnati to Pittsburgh. I was stupefied by the idea that this defense, from afar, you keep hearing Joe Woods get all this crap. And to me, every time I've seen them, this defense has played ridiculously well. You get 4 interceptions, and your offense can't turn that into anything. That's alarming. And then the other thing that really bothers me is the whole run game thing. And I've been beating the same horn, and there are quite a few Browns fans that have said, well, the Ravens kept playing an 8 or 9-man box. Well, you know what? The Steelers were playing an 8 or 9-man box, and Joe Mixon still ran on that box. Sometimes your guys just need to beat the other guys. And then the other thing about the run game that people don't realize is that a really, really good run game in the first and second quarter, those 2 and 3-yard runs, they turn into 11 and 18-yard runs in the third and fourth quarter. You wear down a team. You wear down a defense. You believe in who you are and what you do. And so to me, the fact that the Browns went away from the run game, that was very, very troublesome because I feel, Ken, that we've said this multiple times this year. Why are the Browns going away from their bread and butter? Why are they going away from what they do better than almost anybody in the NFL, especially when you're not out of the game and you don't have to? And don't tell me that an 8-man box scares you because an 8-man box does not scare Nick Chubb.
No, I agree with you. Aditi? Thank you very much for your time and your candor. All the very best to you and yours.
We'll tell everybody that we did not fight.
No fights.
There's no fighting. We love each other, don't we?
No fights. We love each other.
When you listen to us, do you think that Ken and I don't love each other?
I thought you owned him in this round of debates. I thought it was absolute evisceration.
Let's just cut me off before he can goad the trolls on, right?
Aditi, we thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Aditi Kinkabwala on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coming up in a bit, we got to ask a tough question about Kevin Stefanski. But next, how the Browns made you a better Cavs fan. Carmen Lyman, live on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.